Call Back the Past.
To me, this was the meeting with the ocean for the first time. I'd crossed it, of course, many times in big steamers and so on. But the close contact with the ocean on the raft is something marvelous that can hardly be described. You must experience it. I didn't feel it as a contest with nature. I felt it more or less like a cooperation with nature. There was no fight between the raft and the ocean, but it was a wonderful cooperation. Yes. The big ship is resisting the movements of the seas and the...
Thor Heyerdahl on his Contiki raft journey across the Pacific in 1947. The year saw the independence of Ceylon and Burma, as well as the passing of the India Independence Act, which provided for the establishment of India as a Hindu state and Pakistan as Muslim. Henry Ford died at the age of 83 and left an estate estimated at $700 million. 1947 brought controversy in women's fashions, the new look, ankle-length skirts not much admired by menfolk, and a novelty sound in music, as the animated screens of Woody Woodpecker made it to the hit parades.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He's a-pecking it all day long.
He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red.
And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim
to peck a few holes in your head. That's the Woody Woodpecker tune. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the dove and the dance, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. Make sense to the doll and the dance, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
South African Prime Minister General Smuts refused to place Southwest Africa under United Nations trusteeship in 1947. In the same year, he welcomed the British royal family to the Union.
We appreciate and value the honor all the more because your visit comes so soon after the war. And we rejoice that your Majesties and their Royal Highnesses, after sharing the dangers and privations of the long, dark years of the war, side by side with your people, have been spared to be in our midst today.
Also on tour were their mother and father, Princess Margaret and Princess Elizabeth, who celebrated her 21st birthday in South Africa.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
It was a happy year for the future Queen, as she would later marry Prince Philip. And rather aptly, the hit song for 1947 was this one.
I'll dance at your wedding, I'll dance at your wedding, I'll dance at your wedding, I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father, I'll drink to your mother, then I'll have another for old lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll have myself another drink and kiss them all again. I'll dance.
Although enjoying the South African visit, King George VI was constantly worried about Britain's economic situation.
And the only unhappy memory that I shall have of them will be due my constant anxiety about the cruel ordeal which the people of Great Britain have undergone since I left them at the end of January.
Prime Minister Attlee had this to say about the economic crisis in Britain.
I have no easy words for you tonight, nor, as you may have read in the press, must you expect high praises or eloquence. But I want to hold your interest and to stir your imagination. And this is best done by simple and straightforward words. Listen with me to the end and think and talk over what I have said afterwards. I have a heavy responsibility upon me, but you have too. You all know the serious economic position of our country and the drastic steps which the government is taking to overcome our difficulties. The measures which we are taking will affect everybody. Wage earners, managers, technicians, producers and consumers alike. The problem that faces us can only be solved if everyone shares in the sacrifices necessary and joins in the work required for success.
Books of 1947, Laura Hobson's Gentleman's Agreement, James Michener's Tales of the South Pacific, The Wayward Bus by John Steinbeck, The Purple Plain by H.E. Bates, The Plague by Albert Camus, and The Diary of Anne Frank. Popular song of the year, this one.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and chihuahua, kookalagoomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and chihuahua, kookalagoomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Oh, chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and chihuahua, kookalagoomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chababa, 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 chihuahua,
Angelawa. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, Angelawa, kookalagoomba.
Agoomba.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chee-chee,
chababa, chihuahua, Angelawa, kookalagoomba.
Agoomba.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
All the stars are in the skies, ready to say good night, good night. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, Angelawa, kookalagoomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
A giant meteorite fell in Siberia in 1947. But there were other visitors from outer space as well, it seemed, when Kay Arnold made the first report of flying saucers. The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls excited biblical and archaeological scholars in a year in which the United Nations announced its partition plan of Palestine. Arab voices rose in protest.
I wish to put on record that my government does not recognize the validity of this decision, will reserve the freedom of action towards its implementation, and holds those who were influential in passing it against the free conscience of mankind responsible for the consequences.
Mohammed Jamali of Iraq in 1947. Major plays of the year included A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams, Terence Rattigan's The Winslow Boy, and Genet's The Maids. Top musicals, Allegro, Finian's Rainbow, and Rigadoo.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being like being in love.
America's baseball hero Babe Ruth retired in 1947, the year in which Jackie Robinson became the first black man in America to be awarded a contract for a major baseball club. John Cobb achieved a land speed record of 394 miles per hour in his Railton special, while Jack Cramer and Louise Brough were the tennis giants of the year, and boxer Rocky Graziano told a grand jury that he'd been offered a bribe of $100,000 to throw a fight. And in 1947, American President Harry Truman outlined his doctrine.
The gravity of the situation which confronts the world today necessitates my appearance before a joint session of the Congress. The foreign policy and the national security of this country are involved. One aspect of the present situation, which I present to you at this time for your consideration and decision, concerns Greece and Turkey.
During the year, Truman, acting on the recommendations of the Senate Investigation Committee on Un-American Activities, ordered an examination into the loyalties of all government employees. The investigation spread to and caused an upheaval in Hollywood, where many of the writers and directors were branded fellow travelers. Nevertheless, Hollywood continued to supply the world with movies. The Razor's Edge had this theme tune. Mademoiselle, theme tune from the 1947 film The Razor's Edge. Charles Chaplin's Monsieur Verdoux was one of the films of the year, and other box office successes included Carol Reed's Odd Man Out, Miracle on 34th Street with Maureen O'Hara, William Powell and Irene Dunne in Life with Father, and an expose of the advertising business, The Hucksters, starring Clark Gable and Sidney Greenstreet. Best remembered scene in that movie saw Greenstreet spitting on the boardroom table to illustrate his point.
Mr. Victor? Mr. Norman, you've just seen me do a disgusting thing. But you'll always remember what I just did. You see, Mr. Norman, if nobody remembers your brand, you aren't going to sell any soap. Check.
A scene from the 1947 film, The Hucksters. It was in 1947 that President Truman appointed General George Catlett Marshall as Secretary of State. In a speech at Harvard University on June the 5th that year, Marshall announced his famous plan to rehabilitate the war-torn areas of Europe and China.
Any government that is willing to assist in the task of recovery will find full cooperation, I am sure, on the part of the United States government. Any government which maneuvers to block the recovery of other countries cannot expect help from us. Furthermore, governments, political parties, or groups which seek to perpetuate human misery in order to profit therefrom politically or otherwise will encounter the opposition of the United States.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.